And every minute of the day.
Chapter 8, Dhyan Yoga, yoga of meditation, and starts with Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, means Krishna is speaking and saying, Anasrita Karma Phalam Kar Karma Karvot Ya Sa Sanyasi Cha Yogi Cha Na Nir Agnim Chakriya. Generally, in life, activities are motivated by the fruit of activity. You know, generally, like first we think, if I get end of the month, this much money, then I will do this work. Generally, everything, anything we do, first thing is like, what will I get from that? Motivation is the fruit. Like the fruit is like very kind of glamorous before, and then activity. And in that kind of working, like if because fruit is glamorous, so of course like any less in fruit, it's not digestible, it's kind of like freak out situation. But here Krishna is saying, anasrita karma phalam karya karma karotiya. Somebody who is acting, who is doing, but not because of the glamorousness of fruit. It's like activity is like, just activity. It's not because of the fruit. And he's calling that person sa-sanyasi. Like in his way, he will say that person is sannyasi as well as yogi and na nir agnim cha akriya. And like generally, if there is a situation like that fruit is not motivating, so generally like we don't do, generally we are kind of like sitting idle, not doing anything. And here Krishna is saying, nir agnim, na nir agnim, like agni means like fire, fire means like the appetite to act, kind of like fire means like that person is not, has appetite to act without any fruit thing. And cha akriya, and like it's not against activity. Like what he means to say, somebody could be against activity and then also not do things. So saying, this non-activity is also not against non-activity, actually. Like cha akriya means one might be, you know, because it's against non-activity, so then acting, because I, you know, like not from the fruit, but kind of like workaholic, you know, like these days we talk about. So it's saying like, also that person is not against active, you know, like not kind of like workaholic, we can say like, it's like, if I translate word by word, it's difficult. So saying, actions are not coming because of being alcoholic, workaholic, or from the, motivated by, from the fruits. And there is appetite to act without these two things. That person, Krishna will call like sannyasi and yogi.
It would not be aimless action, yeah. Correct?
Yeah.
So there must be something that will motivate the action.
Yeah, like probably, you know, like the love, like, you know, like inside, because of love, you know, appropriate is felt, and then it's because I think without something motivating, you know, because it's, that's why he's saying like appetite to act, you know, kind of. There will be like some hunger,
right.
You know, something, some love or something. He's not like saying, giving any kind of like energy or actually, you know, Sanskrit they many times use fire.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what he's doing. Like.
Ananda Mahima used to say that she had no sankalpa. But if any sankalpa arose in her, it was for the benefit of others. Is that the same thing?
Yeah, that's the same thing. Yeah. Like, because life, you know, I think life means something like active, you know. That's what we say life. So, in life there will be activeness and, you know, actions will come from that. Yam sannyasam iti prahur yogam tam vidhi pandav na hri sannyast sankalpo yogi bhavati kashchan. So now he is trying to define sannyas, sannyasi, and he is saying yam sannyasam iti, like what I said. Sannyasin, that is prior to union, like yogam means union, yeah. So he's saying like what I'm calling sannyasi is a state prior to union, like prior to union has happened. And nahi hi sannyast sankalpo yogi bhavati kashchan. And another thing he's saying like, you know, also for kind of like for your information to Arjuna, he's saying that somebody can make sankalpa, you know, like for renunciation, and that doesn't mean that that person is a yogi. Like only by making sankalpa, only by making renouncing sankalpa is like
intention.
intention to renounce, no, doesn't mean that you have become. Yogi means like some inner happening happened. Yeah, because like, do you remember this Arjun, like this friend, my friend? Like he came back, like after 11 years.
He came back?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, recently, and then like now he's like a kind of like in an ashram, you know, like head of ashram.
Head of ashram.
Like very all clothes and so.
So when like orange clothes.
Yeah, orange clothes and everything. Like, a friend of mine, like 11 years before, mm-hmm. he left house.
Mm-hmm.
And now, like after 11 years, he's back. So like when I, like still he kind of like, you know, honors me and everything same. So I asked him, yeah, you know, if only clothes have changed or something in also has changed. In nothing had changed in outside, it changed everything. Like he was very honest.
Yeah,
because we were like nobody
yeah.
was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had some followers as well as. Yeah. So like, yeah, it's same thing like Krishna is saying, like, you know, that.
How is his wife? Sorry.
Yeah, now she's happy. Like, she's good. Mm. Yeah, no, more better.
I was afraid to ask you again because everything.
Yeah.
Not back.
Yeah, like I think 11 years and then finally. So here, Krishna is also saying same thing, you know, not only making, kind of becoming a renouncer, that doesn't mean that you have become yogi. That yogi means like union, you know, like really. Joining you, and actually he's using word kaschan, like nobody can become yogi from renouncing, only from renouncing we can say, you know, renouncing can help, but that is not like, you know, good enough. It can be helpful, but it's not good enough.
Is it not like many two kinds of sannyas? And one is when you do it as a practice,
yeah.
The other one is when it's already over, you've
yeah,
been
yeah.
announcing it.
Ar rukshor muner yogam karma karanam uchyate yoga rudhasya तस्येव समः कारणं उच्यते. So now saying like somebody who is climbing, like slowly climbing towards yoga, that person like the climbing on the path of yoga, your activities, like what you do, will be reason of your climbing.
Yeah.
Through that, like, you know, through the practices, through the, you know, through everything, you will slowly go up. And yoga rudhasya tasyev samah karan muchyate. And now saying like somebody who is already yoga rud means like who has climbed the yoga, who has walked through and is there, he's saying like samah, you know, like this. You know, activities come from like from a cease, kind of, you know, like it. There is no Like you generally, how activity, how action come, you know, there will be like, you know, all antennas on inside us, and then we hear the call from that, and then action happen. Like hearing the call of a sense or something, and then activity happens. And here is saying like somebody who has climbed the yoga, sama means like there is no antenna left anymore. Nobody, and so this is why nobody can call. And, but like some inner aliveness makes the activity. You know, saying like activity comes from sama means like a without any effort, you know, sama. It also could be stillness, like one could create stillness. So not from that, like stillness which is our nature somehow, not created stillness. So saying to that person, activity come from stillness and nothing else, you know. All the time activity is from the stillness. Now he's speaking about what is yoga root, what is a climbed situation, saying yada hi na indriyarthesu cha karma swanus jate sarva sankalp sanyasi yoga rudhas taduchyate. And somebody, what is the situation of, like, you know, somebody who has climbed the yoga. So saying like, when, like, activities are not happening for the sake of senses, or for the sake of sankalpa, like any sankalpa, and karma swanus jate. And like activity is like because of life, because of being alive. And he's saying like that is what yoga root means, somebody who has climbed the yoga. Like when activities come because of aliveness, not any other reason. That means that is the state of, you know, the state of somebody who has climbed yoga. Uddharet ఆత్మానం ఆత్మానం నాత్మానం అవసాదయేత్ ఆత్మైవ హి ఆత్మనో బంధు ఆత్మైవ రిపు ఆత్మన. And here he's like cut off. Like one can one can reach this yoga road place through self-effort, like atmanam, atmanam, kind of like using oneself, like the way is to use that so that that can reach this, yoga state. So saying like uddharet, uddharet means like uddhar, what will be English? Yeah. So, like a kind of uddhar, like change of state, we can say, like a becoming the possibility, what is possible for you. So saying like, becoming the possibility is possible only through making use of you. You will be making use of yourself to reach there. Also you will reach there, but by making use means like by, somehow fixing time, like for meditation.
Sadhana.
This is, yeah, sadhana, true sadhana.
Is this the sloka where he says, I only know the English translation that I have is like lifting yourself by yourself.
Yeah,
So is dhar is like a place?
No, uddhar is like a, if a seed has become a tree.
Acha.
Like really making what is possible for you. That happens only through.
Because usually it's funny when we say self effort. Sometimes it has a bad sound.
Like fulfilling the potential.
Yeah, fulfilling the potential by, because. In this case, like also you have to use, like from where you are, start from there and uplift, the way you said, like uplift.
It's a translation that I read. It's lift oneself by oneself.
Yeah. And then he's saying, Natmanam aushadayet. Like otherwise, if that is not happening, then certainly aushad means unhappiness will come. Like any other way. Like if that is not done, if one is not uplifting oneself, like doing any other thing will be the reason of sadness. And then Atmaev hi Atmano Bandhu. You are your own brother kind of thing, like friend or brother. And if not, then you are your own enemy as well. Bandhu Atma Ripu Atmana. Like, you know, like living life one way, you know, you will feel that, you know, I really have been my best friend.
Yeah.
Or my best brother. Or my best sister, you know, also. And like living another way, you know, you will say that, you know, I have been my enemy, right, because I didn't make use of me. So say, if you don't want to make this statement that you are your own enemy, so then it's better to, you know, use yourself and uplift, keep on uplifting and say.
That's a good slogan for some people I know.
Bandhu Atmanat Manasya Enatmanaiva Gita Anatmanastu Satrutve Vartetatmaiva Satruvat. Acha. So saying like somebody who is a good brother or a good friend to oneself is that person who listens himself, herself, like who starts listening like your own self, not your senses, not your like you know, all other psychological things. And anatmanastu satrutte varteet atmayu satruvat. And like he's saying, like another state will be that you will start feeling enmity to yourself, like in other way, you start feeling enmity to yourself and at the end you become enemy to you, kind of like, because like you have not used your potential. Jitātmana prashāntasya paramātmana samāhita sitoṣṇa sukha dukkhesu tathā mānā pamāniyo. Somebody who has like climbed, as he said, yoga road, it's like a kind of like peace flows through that person, and then Paramatma Samahita, like God is included in this peace. You know, it's peace which flows, is not only from that person, you know. It's like God is included, you know, it's like, it's not limited, you know, it's like, and that's why he's using like this word God, Paramatma Samahita. God is included means his endless peace.
Just a question. You have Atman, right, Jivatman, Atman, Paramatma.
Yeah.
And in Gita philosophy, are they ultimately the same?
Yeah. And then Shitoshna Sukha Dukhesu Tatha Man Apa Maniyo. And this peace will not be affected by heat, by certainly by heat, yes.
Having babies?
Yeah, also, and then also from the cold, and also if somebody honors you, and if somebody doesn't honor you, so this peace will remain always the same, having baby or not having baby.
Why did you do that to your head? Fear of this knee just stood right where it was.
Gyan, vigyan. Tritatma, upatho, viditendriya, yukt, iti ucchate yogi, sam loshtas, kanchana. So in this sloka, like he's saying, certainly is not renunciation in like this, like what he's talking. Certainly is not renunciation. And he's saying traptatma, like a soul which is satisfied with like with the inner knowledge as well as the outer knowledge. And then now the question is like you know, if everyone has to do that, and probably, like this, it depends, like, you know, if I have, like, you know, inside, wishes which are not fulfilled, you know, like for inside knowledge as well as for outside knowledge. So, like, that means, like, what he is saying, like, traptatma means, like, my fulfillment will be my fulfillment.
Tripti.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Like, it fulfillment will be for each one different, according to, you know, like my vasana, and then other person, you know, according to that. So, it's not like that everyone has to go through
everything.
Yeah, everything. Because it depends like on my conditioning, like what I'm, you know, like one might be satisfied with, you know, very little. Another might be satisfied with little bigger. So saying, Gyan Vigyan Traptatma, the soul which is satisfied with inner knowledge as well as outer knowledge, and that will apply with each individual different, you know. It's not like one thing.
So which one is the inner knowledge? Vigyan or like, Gyan?
No, Gyan.
Gyan is inner knowledge.
Vigyan is like outer science, you know, okay. Outer knowledge. Okay. And then kutastho. And certainly then, you know, like, you will be at home all the time. Means like kutastho is like, the, you know, the heart of the heart, you know, will be your palace. And then vijitendriya, and of course senses cannot knock you out. Yukta iti ucchate yogi, you know, somebody like really like creating an alive palace in the heart. really, like, I think, you know, probably, you know, Jaya will say that I'm right, because she understood, like, recently something. So, like, this heart thing, like, she was kind of like, I think for the first time I was hearing from someone, you know, except my experience. And really, like, I really went wow, kind of like so happy,
nice.
But
yeah.
I never expressed in front of her, kind of, so that she can keep on going.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, what Krishna is speaking is just about you today. So saying like somebody who has, you know, who is dwelling in this alive house. You know. And what is alive house like? What happens like, you know, if I touch this wall? So, you know, I'm touching alively, but this wall is not that alive. And in this inner heart, that's why, like, tears come, you know, like it. Because as soon as you start, you know, there is also a response from the aliveness. And this is why, like, the tears, you know, they have, like, so. So saying, yukta iti ucchate yogi. You know, somebody dwelling in that, in heart, called yogi. And, of course, like, anything doesn't matter. And it's not because I, like, you know, I put ideas that is, it's not from the idea, it's really, it doesn't matter, you know, saying like, once somebody living there, you know, it doesn't matter, kind of, that real doesn't matter. Tears are allowed to come. They come, you know, even if you don't allow. So this word like suhrid, I think like we really like somewhere in our inside, like we feel that if I have one person who can understand me, like this is like question inside us, like, you know, somewhere like, you know, like we very great friendship, you know, like friendship like this. But still, sometimes, you know, this question comes, you know, what if my partner, you know, understands me? Because, and this happens, like, when you live this heart life more. Like, when you live from idea, because you are also not sure, you know, within idea, so then it's manageable. But for hard people, it's like really very difficult. Because when you live from the heart, you know, it really matches everything, but like little bit, like little difference, you know. Because you are so sensitive, makes, you know, like kind of. And Krishna is saying, actually, like, this is where you find that, like that suhana means like, who understands you, like somebody who understands you is found within you.
Ah, okay. Because, you know, to be personal, I got to a point where I realized everybody is longing to be heard, you know, and nobody wants to hear me. So I thought, well, somebody has to do the listening. I'll do it. And of course, it made me happy to have the connection. But as long as a long, long time, and then I was doing that, and then I realized nobody is ever going to understand me. Right? And the kindest thing I can do is to just listen to other people. And, you know, it was a pain, and then it was just a reality. Right? So,
yeah. Like, something like your kind of like your heart is hurt, you know, somehow, you know, this is what they like kind of expressions cannot express the heart. Like, you know, the problem is like the language, like in love, problem is language, because words cannot express the heart. But like Krishna is saying, like now your heart is heard without being expressed, you know, like listening to this place, reaching to this place. And then Mitra, like it, I think, also, you have found your friend, and Udaseen Madhyast Dvesh Bandhus. Like and he's saying like this friendship, like what, you know, from is not any kind of agreement. Like, you know, before this, like all friendships, they are agreement. You know?
I call it business.
Ah, business. Okay, business. You know, yeah, okay. I think, you know, business is actually harsh. So,
but it's true.
Yeah, it's true. But so it's like, before this, you know, all friendships, they are kind of agreement. You know, if you smile to me, I will smile to you. You know? And so saying like all that finish, all that, you know, like the business and friendship finish. And then sadhu swapi cha papesu, and because this agreement is finished, so of course you have that soft heart even to people who are not appropriate for that.
Yeah.
Like papa is also like that.
Sinus.
Yeah. And then he's saying some good wishes setting. Like this. Like now you are specialized in equanimity. Like now you are, what is, like, doctorate, you have doctorate in which is like, you know, specialized, you know, that means doctorate, you know, I think. So maybe we can stop here.
I know this is a terrible question. Are you aware of a good translation of the Gita?
Good?
English translation of Gita?
I have not read any of them. Like this is like...
I know.
Yeah, so like, with the books, you know, because I haven't read. So I really don't know.
There's one by Swami Chidananda, the Ramakrishna, and at least it's got the Devanagari transcript, word by word translation, and then an English synopsis. But of course, it's completely this interpretation.